A New Beginning. I had heard of Bethel Church before, but I never had a desire to go there or to any other church, because the Lord had ordered me to stay where we were until such time as He would release us. On May 16, 1999, I knew I could never go back to the first church again, and I believed the Lord would lead us to another church. My mind began to think about Bethel, and during the prayer before dinner, the Lord whispered,
"Bethel."
That confirmed it, and my heart began to desire to go there for worship. That night, we attended services at Bethel, and I experienced a warm and wonderful anointing. In fact, the anointing was so intense that my dress was soaked with perspiration. On May 23, we attended the Sunday service at Bethel, but we had misunderstood the time of the service. We were 30 minutes late for worship. But the minute I sat down, the intense anointing of God's Holy Spirit was all over me once more. Indeed, it was uncontrollable, even though I had missed the opportunity to pray and dance before the service. To the Lord, that half hour of praying in tongues before worship is extremely important. On May 30, 1999, we attended Bethel again, and this time I danced freely during the worship service. While I was dancing at our old church, I had felt quite uncomfortable. The Lord had explained to me that there had been a great deal of bickering about my dancing in front of the worship team at the old church. I'm sure my discomfort had come from the Holy Spirit on those occasions. The Lord reminded me,
"Any church that doesn't let the Holy Spirit move the church body freely cannot be blessed. I plan to pour out a much stronger anointing upon the church before I return, and the churches had better be prepared for it."
The Lord told me that He would talk to me after the worship service about some very important things. He told me to talk to the writer about the book. He asked me to send out the manuscript for the bodywork and to make a list of all the heavenly visions He has given to me over the past 3 years of training. Though I had often mentioned the book to the Lord, He always told me that He would take care of it in His time and that I should not be concerned about it. The Lord was giving me some release about the book, and I was very excited. He also told me to give a list of my heavenly visions and to share my spiritual experiences with our new pastor, Pastor Wolfson. After 3.5 years with the Lord, I realized that my thoughts and actions are no longer my own. My entire life belongs to God. My thinking, my feelings, and my behaviors all have changed. I have so much compassion for lost and needy souls, and my heart aches for anyone who does not know the Lord. Now I know that when I please my Lord and always put Him first, everything in my life will work out. My wonderful Lord has transformed me inside out, and He has taught me many amazing things about His ways. No one can make me angry any longer, because the Lord's great love in my life enables me to forgive him or her. I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Psalm 18:1-3.